It's the Lunch Show with Chad Summers. Fasten your seatbelts for the greatest radio show in the world, ever. And now, the host of the Lunch Show, Chad Summers.
All right. Welcome to the Lunch Show, everybody. My name is Chad Summers. I am your host. Hope y'all are having an awesome Saturday. We postponed our Friday episode. Something came up, so we're doing yesterday's show today. Hope you're having a good weekend. All of our birthdays and historical data is for yesterday. Hope you're okay with that. But before we get into the birthdays, I just want to say you can always email me at chadslunchshow@gmail.com. We've got new episodes every Tuesday and Friday. Do not miss those. We try to get them up by noon so you can have them on your lunch break. And don't forget to click on everything that supports the show, like subscribe, no matter where you're listening. Just hit all those things. It really helps the show. All right, let's get into the birthdays for yesterday, August 11th. Chris Hemsworth was 40. Hulk Hogan, 70. Joe Rogan, 55. Tommy Lauren is 30. And Steve Wozniak, co-founder of Apple, is 72. Happy birthday to those individuals. Also on this day in history, yesterday actually, in 2014, Robin Williams died by self-cancellation. That was kind of shocking to me, I'll be honest with you. 1964, the Beatles' first feature album, A Hard Day's Night, had its U.S. premiere in New York City. And in 1929, Babe Ruth hit his 500th home run. That was the most any baseball player had hit ever. All right, we've got breaking news. Hawaiian wildfire, as of yesterday, I did not update my data, death toll was in the 60s. So that's devastating. Last I heard, the missing persons number was up to 1,000. And apparently those, and according, that was Newsmax data. CNN headline read, current Maui death toll is only those found outside of buildings. So, yeah, it's a complete mess there, and my heart goes out to those people. My goodness. Why couldn't it rain? You know, when we have hurricanes here, we don't have those fires. We've got the wind, of course, but we've got so much rain that just fires don't have a chance. I wish it would have rained there. Good gracious. All right, this is a story from CNN here. Regulators give green light to driverless taxis in San Francisco. Well, you know, who would want to drive a taxi in San Francisco? Who wants to drive a bunch of criminals, drug addicts, and homeless people around? I wouldn't want to be a cab driver there. Hell no. Yeah, give them driverless cabs. I'm cool with that there, but don't bring them to my town. You know, I don't need that here. Here's one from Newsmax. U.S. publishing execs Kin demand probe of fatal boat crash. Yeah, I would want a probe of that too. Listen to this. This is kind of, it's really sad actually. You just never know what's around the corner. Check this out. The 45-year-old president of Bloomsbury Publishing's U.S. branch was killed August 3rd when the rented motorboat her family had hired slammed into a chartered sailboat off the Amalfi Coast in southern Italy. The motorboat skipper is under investigation for suspected manslaughter and causing a shipwreck, prosecutors have said. No charges have yet been announced. Salerno prosecutor Giuseppe Borelli said August 5th that Vaughn was sunning herself on the boat's bow and bounced into the water at the moment of impact. The two, who were among the passengers on the sailboat, dived into the sea to try to help, and a nearby vessel brought her to shore, but Vaughn died before she could be taken to the hospital. You know, you just never know what's around the corner. Like I said, this lady is living the life. She's a executive, one of the top executives of Bloomsburg Publishing. She's sunbathing in the Mediterranean Sea on this yacht. I'm assuming it's a yacht or a big enough boat that, you know, she's on the bow sunbathing. And then next thing you know, crash, she's dead. God, just appreciate every second you have, folks. They're suspecting that he may have done that on purpose. My God, that's sick. I hope that's not the case. I think he passed away. The captain was either injured or passed away. I think he was injured. Yeah, he was injured because they're trying to press charges possibly. So yeah. All right, here's one from Rare. I'm yet to do a story from Rare. I don't know who that is, but Anheuser-Busch sells 8 beloved brands to make up for lost Bud Light revenue. They were, like microbrewery type brands, but yeah, they had to sell them to stop the hemorrhaging from the Bud Light fiasco. So, folks, I just saw recently that one of the heirs to the Anheuser-Busch family said that the founders are rolling over in their graves right now. Now, we've got to remember, and one thing they don't mention much is that this is not an American-owned company. This is a European-owned company now. So, you know, everyone's putting blame on the manager or the CEO at the time, that lady who was a woke individual, apparently. But she, you know, had the backing of a European company that's headquartered in Belgium. So they don't, you know, they're on a different wavelength than the United States. They don't live in the same culture as we do. They're just going to do what they think is best, and you're seeing the results of that. So not good. My prediction is their last attempt to saving it will be changing the name. Remember, I said that's a Lunch Show original. I've yet to hear someone say that, so yeah, remember that. All right, we got one from CNN. Jada Pinkett Smith says she is having a hair comeback. Well, it's too little too late, isn't it? Maybe if her hair came back before the Oscars, Chris Rock wouldn't have been attacked by Will Smith. That would have been nice. Will Smith got banned for 10 years from the Oscars. Should have been a lifetime ban, but they had mercy on him, I guess. Freaking sicko. Here's one from CNN. That whole family is a sicko, bunch of sickos. All right, credit card and car loan delinquencies pass pre-COVID levels as consumers get squeezed. This guy that wrote this, Matt Egan from CNN, he's an idiot, okay? Our article said nothing about inflation at all. The word inflation did not even appear in this article. I'm not even going to go into it. Dude's a moron. All right, folks, that leaves us with one story left. And you know it's good news because that's how we roll here. We want to leave you in good spirits as usual because we are glasses half full people here. But before we do that, I just want to say you can always email me at Chad's Lunch Show. You know that. I just said that earlier in the show. And don't forget to click on all the things that help the show, like subscribe. Thumbs up, make some, you know, comment in the comment section, send me an email, whatever. We got new episodes every Tuesday and Friday. Don't miss those. We try to get them up by noon. You know, sometimes it's like 12:30, 12:15, but we do our best. Usually people get get them by the time they go to lunch. So that's the whole point. All right, this is a good one. This one's from Fox News, actually. Good news from Fox News. The Rock buys UFC fighter new home after first win. Quote, your story moved me. We've got a subtitle here. Themba Gorimbo was sleeping on his gym couch and had just $7 in the bank. See, this is the beauty of America. That's why everybody wants to come to America, because the possibilities are endless here. Dwayne The Rock Johnson surprised UFC fighter Themba Gorimbo with a home after being moved by the fighter's story of having just $7 in his bank account before winning his first professional fight in May and sending the money to his village in Zimbabwe for a water well. God, you know, hearing stuff like that makes you realize how good we have it here. Gorimbo's story involves the loss of his parents at a young age and a life-changing experience, nearly losing his life while illegally mining for diamonds in Zimbabwe. Looking for change, the 32-year-old moved to Miami, where he was sleeping on a couch in the gym where he trained. Now, that's one thing. Like, how did he get to Miami? I would like to know that, you know, how he managed to do that with no money at all. His story went viral after it was revealed he had just over $7 in his bank account prior to his win over Takashi Sato on the undercard of UFC Vegas 73, May 20th. Gorimbo used the money he made from the fight to help provide his village in Zimbabwe with a water well. The Rock saw the story on Twitter in June and vowed to help. This week, he made good on that promise. Well, that is a feel-good story, folks, and hats off to The Rock and, what's his name, Themba. That's how we like to leave you on the lunch show, in high spirits, something positive. All right, we have to get the hell out of here, so I just want to say y'all have an awesome remainder of your weekend. Don't go out driving wasted. Nothing good comes out of that. So, yeah. Until Tuesday, keep pressing on in your life. And peace out.
All right, folks. That's it for the lunch show today. Don't forget to come back every Tuesday and Friday for new episodes. And don't forget to like, share, tweet, subscribe, friend, listen, email, and tell your friends and family about us. We need every single one of y'all. Thank you in advance for your support, and I hope y'all have an awesome day.
You just listened to The Lunch Show.